how the light catches. The angle of your jaw, smile's deceptive. It's the come on before the front on, before the run on, before the safety's off and the gun on. Before I'm looking down the sights of a muzzle, before you pull the trigger, smile, you a puzzle. I see you before, girl, I know your name. Looking for love and looking for pain. All I want.
Coming through, front the field that you really can't feel, cause you're trying to feel what's on my real career.
A tree is growing, can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to boot. We count to 10 before we pass the curse. Now that's family, equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers and all the others with the funky flares, the bugged out hairs. It's the life of Riley. I'm really ready, gazing at the kind of field rap. The cool June bugs, the wicks, the wax. Praise the release for what it be. And praise the Lord for the JBs.
Like
cause
that's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats. R&B mixed with sloppy raps. Tribes like us always open doors. But what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is profit. So I ask you please to stop it. Leave me alone, get off my bone. Cause I'm doing my own.
Thank you. finally breaking the chains. Every phase, every happening craze. When it's said and done, my head is right back in the haze. I'm ready for the next chapter and page to start acting my age and part ways with black thought from back in the days. I'm stargazing from the back of the stage, questioning if who y'all praise is worthy of praise. What's the phrase? Bygones is bygones. Niggas who used to be the underdog is icons. People say the light shines once in a lifetime. Is this midlife kind of crisis a little bit like mine? I'm thinking not now, but right now. I need some kind of sign that the future is bright now. I fuck around, do the right thing like Spike now. The quick and the dead, which one is my lookalike now? I'm moving ahead.
Sunniest days of my life, I cried through them. Moms was out the picture and pops, I barely knew them. And I would pray to God, but I'm tired of lying to them. Tired of trying to run from the things inside of us. Got a lot of fam and a lot of admirers who tell me that I should aspire to be changed. But when I think of changing, it's like, why even try this shit? My mind hazy and my thoughts, they get distorted. I know my good and bad deeds both get recorded. You do right so your soul can last. But my role was cast before I even auditioned for it. So I don't really see an end to my vice. It's just false reformation, no end to my strife. Feel the evil overpowering. You can go ahead, throw the towel in. Cause nigga, that's the end of the fight. When you can only see the tunnel at the end of the lights. Lights out, party over, it's the end of your life. And I'm out.
Everything's changing around. Something I wanna see, but something that's resistant. And every day the heartin' is growing more persistent. I never noticed it before, but now I can't miss it. And the constant pound is driving me ballistic. I ran from it for years, but it's still next to me. And it's growing stronger, taking leaving less of me. I can't fight it now, I know it's just destiny. And I just wonder what's gonna happen when it catches me. Will it leave me face down in a Chesapeake? Or will it just start bringing out the best of me? But is the best of me really just the worst of me? And if so, yesterday could be my anniversary. And since it's caught, sit port and have church with me. I'm trying to get rid of these ghosts that's cursing me. I feel a change is an absolute certainty. Cause what's going on is a state of emergency.
Everything's changing around me. And I wanna change too. It's one thing I know. It ain't
There goes my favorite tree. Where's she gone? She's leaving me. She found another.
Don't. because they got their head blown off right next to you. And that's not supposed to affect you. I can never understand. What would scare me is if we were to send a group of 18-year-olds 12,000 miles away and subject them to a year of that obscenity and have them not be affected. That's what would frighten me.
Wake up! 3-2-0, but match finished 2 days ago. Jack?
All right.
What are you up to?
Don't know, really.
You seen tricks?
No, I haven't seen them at all today.
I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? Go to the zoo?
We ain't got time to go to the zoo, Jack. Tell you what, I want to get a haircut.
Hello, Jack. Yeah, it's Jack here, yeah. Hey, I'm still looking for Tricky, by the way. Have you seen him?
Tricky? No, he's not here. No, I haven't seen him in days.
Well, if you see him, tell him I'm still looking for him. It's important. Get back to him, all right? Bye.
Seen him anywhere.
Toast to the web of life.
there's a strange affinity with death. Many school districts today are teaching a death education, where they take first graders, second and third graders, and acquaint them with death, not in the concept of life after death, but with death itself. And kids are being taken to mortuaries and allowed to see and even touch dead bodies. There is this fascination with death to desensitize us to death.